This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Bo Counts, who is the president of Artemis. Bo, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Artemis, in case people don't know, is what? How would I say it? Roughly an artist collective?
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. It's a collective that we established several years ago to give opportunities to emerging Arkansas artists. They don't exactly have to live here, but be from here or live here. And, you know, it's a really great way for us to give opportunities to these people that may not know where to start or, you know, have enough of a portfolio to get, you know, a big gallery show.
Filmmakers, photographers, sculptors, graphic artists,
musicians,
and fashion designers, right?
And fashion designers, yeah. And it's interesting that you mentioned that because we just wrapped up the very first Ozark Couture, which we partnered with Fayetteville Underground to do. It was last weekend. It was a fantastic, fantastic event and very, very successful. And it was a big experiment for us to really focus on fashion more because our big gallery events, the fashion element has kind of grown and everyone's really loved it. And we're like, how can we focus on this more? And to really do so, we felt we needed to pull it away. And by doing that, we were able to just channel all of our energy at it and really present fashion in a whole new way. And everybody responded positively to it. So we're going to kind of make this our fashion arm.
Now, Artemis 13.
Right around the corner. It is going to be November 10th in our usual location, the Dixon Street Theater. And we're currently accepting, you know, submissions for art and any kind of art. You know, we just mentioned that it's really important. Don't think that, hey, I made this thing out of like, you know, scrap metal and old cassette tapes and it really is important to me. That's art. You know, writing is art. Music is art. Everything is art. And if you created it and it's important to you, submit it. And you can find instructions right on our website at artemis.org.
And Artemis is not just for artists. It's for the people who want to see, hear, or touch the art as well.
Oh, yeah. It's more, you know, a lot of people think that we're trying to give exposure to the artists. But we're also trying to expose the community to new ways of looking at art, you know. Everybody's has an idea that art can be really stuffy or really boring. And, you know, right when we think that we've convinced everybody that's not the case, we find new people that go, oh, wow, this is really neat. This is really new and different. You know, they don't expect to see, you know, a bike made out of like feathers and, you know, all this weird wax. We had a piece that was created about, was Mark. Oh, I forget his name, but
not Mark Krause.
Mark Krause, yes,
okay,
thank you.
Right, yeah.
Mark Krause, he made a motorcycle to kind of represent the Icarus, and it had wings, and it was all made from found art. That's art. It's not a painting. It's not a sculpture. What is it? But it's still art, and that's the kind of stuff you're going to see at an Artemis event.
But I still, one time, was there and managed to find a Mother's Day gift from my mother. I couldn't afford nor do I think she'd have a place to put the motorcycle. But, you know, there are handbags, there are... Mm-hmm. There's art. It's the gamut.
It's the gamut. And like you just said, everything there's for sale. You can meet right with the artists. And, you know, one thing that's really cool about emerging artists is you can get them before they become really, really famous and their pieces are really, really expensive. So you can always find something that's affordable that makes a great Christmas gift or, you know, who knows what, just hanging on your mantle.
That's November 10th.
November 10th, Dixon Street Theater from 7 to 11.
And Halloween is Sunday, but now Friday night.
Friday night, I'm a man of many hats, and I'll be throwing the fourth annual Beatboxes Halloween Dance Party. It's another event that has just evolved into this huge monster, for you know an appropriate term. It's all about changing the space, you know, and I take that same mentality when I do an Artemis event to my for the Halloween party or the New Year's party. And it's going to be at Speakeasy this year, Friday night. Doors open at 9:30. And we're going to have the biggest costume party in Fayetteville for the fourth year in a row. We're going to change the space. You're going to see props. You're going to see tons of people in costumes. It's going to be like a mix of haunted house and dance party and nightclub atmosphere. And, you know, you won't forget it.
Costumes encouraged.
Strongly encouraged. You don't want to be that guy that walks in and, what's your costume? Oh, well, I forgot.
And you know what doesn't fly? Oh, I'm as a college student or I'm as a guy just off work. Mm-mm. Those don't work.
The greatest thing that I really love about the Halloween events that I put together is the creativity that comes out in some of these costumes. You go to the Halloween stores, you see all of these pre-made costumes that, you know, oh, well, okay, I'm a jailer, or I'm a sexy jailer. And these people, you fill up a room with 400 people, and you see all this creativity, and you're like, they didn't go buy these costumes. They thought of really interesting and unique ideas, and it's really, really cool to see all that in one room.
But now, see, that intimidates me, because I always have grand plans. You ask me in late August, oh, I'm going to come up with something this year. And then, of course, it's October 29th, and I haven't
done anything.
You
don't have anything?
No, I don't know what I'm getting.
Oh,
so,
come on.
So what, you as a veteran of someone who throws these Halloween parties, what advice would you give to someone like me who's just now beginning to think?
The best costumes I see are usually the ones that are created with things that are in your everyday life. If there's like a particular pop culture reference or a TV show character that you really, really love. I mean, last year I saw a lot of House, you know, House mm-hmm. MD. Well, you need a sport coat, a cane, some Just for Men gray in your hair, and your house, you know, and it's very believable. And I think that when you find found objects that, you know, you normally don't think of as a Halloween costume prop, those make the best because they're real and not a cheap imitation knockoff that you find in a party store. So just look around you. There's Halloween ideas everywhere you go.
That's Speakeasy Friday night beginning at 9:30.
Beginning at 9:30, we're going to have music by, of course, myself, under my DJ moniker, Beatbox, Baby Army, and Nicholas Scott.
And then November 10th, Dixon Street Theater, that's Artemis 13.
Artemis 13. And deadline for submissions is November 5th.
And even if you've never submitted before to anybody, mm-hmm. Try it.
Nothing to lose. Only things to gain.
And online?
www.artamiss.org.
Bo, thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure.
Bo Counts is the president of Art Amiss. Artemis 13 is November 10th at Dixon Street Theater in Fayetteville. The Artemis Halloween party is tomorrow night at Speakeasy, also in Fayetteville. And if you want to hear more about Artemis, including the organization's approach to fashion and the possibility of an Artemis record label for local and regional musicians, you can hear an extended version of our conversation at OzarksAtLarge.com.